This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Are unemployment benefits no longer temporary?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Today, the U.S. Senate is expected to pass a measure aimed at easing the pain of unemployment. Among other things, the bill allows out-of-work people to collect unemployment benefits for as long as 99 weeks in some states. Jobless benefits have never been extended that far. And this has critics wondering, as the Washington Post put it, are unemployment benefits no longer temporary? We're joined live by Washington Post reporter Dana Hedgepeth. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Is the conservative argument that America just can't afford these benefits?
That's exactly right. At a price tag of $10 billion a month, it is a very costly program to run.
Yeah. And is that the end of the argument, or is this also about sort of the welfare, does it discourage people argument?
Well, that's the second argument of it. Not only is it costly when you have plenty of other buckets that need money, plus there is an argument that people say, well, this discourages people from even looking for work. If you keep extending it.
Right. And what argument have the progressive lawmakers been making?
Well, their argument is, if not this, then what? There is not a ton of jobs. The reality is there is not a ton of jobs out there for people. So you have to give them something is their argument, because they are trying to look and they're just not finding many callbacks. People put out many resumes a day and they're just not getting those calls back. So their answer is what to do in the meantime.
Yeah, and you spoke with unemployed people for the piece you co-wrote in the Post. What did you find?
A lot of people are actively looking, and people are very frustrated. Some people talk of really experiencing being down in the dumps, feeling depressed. They're engineers, they're construction workers, they're skilled tradesmen, a variety of folks. It's just across the board. It's not any one particular skill set, and people are experiencing the same thing, frustration at not getting callbacks as they're trying to look for work, and a really desperate need, lifeline, many people tell me, to have these unemployment benefits to try to make their bills. Many people are robbing Peter to pay Paul and just juggling every month to make it.
Washington Post reporter Dana Hedgepeth, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Now let's do this morning's numbers. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are up around 0.5% this morning, but for the Dow Industrials, just a 5-point gain, 10,569. European stocks gained almost 1% today, and Asian stocks were flat. Have you ever bought a sandwich with your debit card only to find you were overdrawing your checking account, and thanks to overdraft fees, that sandwich cost 10 times what it should have? Well, Bank of America is now abolishing overdraft fees on ATM withdrawals and debit transactions. From New York, Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Bank of America isn't the only one getting rid of these fees. And starting this summer, the Federal Reserve will force banks to ask customers if they want overdraft protection or not. Bert Ely is a banking analyst.
What Bank of America is doing here is, frankly, eliminating a public relations problem as much as anything else for itself.
That said, B of A customers can still have overdraft protection. It's just that it'll only be for things like automatic payments or old-fashioned paper checks. Overdraft fees actually bring in substantial extra money for banks. In 2008, more than $36 billion industry-wide. But Ely says B of A's new rule won't exactly leave the bank looking for new revenue streams. Until now, a small group of serial overdraft users subsidized those services for the rest of us. That free checking account might not be free much longer. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. and by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The utility company of the city of Los Angeles is planning to install solar panels on a dry lake bed in the shadow of the Sierra Nevada mountains. And besides being cleaner, it may just solve another problem plaguing that area, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Back in the early 1900s, Los Angeles diverted the water that would have gone to Owens Lake so the city could keep growing. In no time, the lake evaporated. Wind picked at its dry crust and touched off huge dust storms that still persist in this scenic valley below Mount Whitney. Kathleen New runs the nearby Lone Pine Chamber of Commerce.
You know, it's like living on a postcard with a lot of dust.
That dust has been shown to cause respiratory problems and contain arsenic. Over the past 10 years, Los Angeles spent more than $500 million to tamp it down. These days, the city partially floods the lake. David Freeman heads LA's municipal utility.
Well, right now we are wasting nearly enough water to serve the whole city of Long Beach.
Freeman wants to use that water, so he's looking to install solar panels on the lake bed. The panels would be positioned at an angle to block the wind and keep the dust down. Freeman says the electricity produced by those panels would go to the city.
So you'd have a double win. You'd create solar power and control the dust without wasting water.
Freeman is also thinking about developing larger solar projects on surrounding land. But LA has a long history with the valley, and some residents are worried about this new plan. Botanist Mark Bagley works with the Sierra Club in the valley.
Right outside my door here, we can see the White Mountains.
The White Mountains overlook the valley from the east, across from Mount Whitney. Tourism dominates the local economy. The area has been the backdrop for hundreds of films. Bagley worries tourism and filming may dry up when the solar panels come.
When people are up in those mountains, they can see these. So these would be new, large-scale industrial sites.
Bagley says he wants green energy, but not at the expense of the sweeping landscape outside his door. In the Owens Valley, I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, actress Lindsay Lohan is suing the online brokerage E-Trade over a TV ad she claims refers to her.
I just don't understand why you didn't call.
Yeah, well, I was on E-Trade.
And that milkaholic Lindsay wasn't over?
Lindsay?
Milka what?
Now, when I saw milkaholic, I did not think Lindsay Lohan, but thanks to her lawsuit, from now on we will. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.